Random House Audio presents Turing's Cathedral, The Origins of the Digital Universe, by George Dyson. Read for you by Arthur Morey. It was not made for those who sell oil or sardines. G.W. Leibniz. Preface. Point Source Solution. I am thinking about something much more important than bombs. I am thinking about computers. John von Neumann, 1946. There are two kinds of creation myths, those where life arises out of the mud and those where life falls from the sky. In this creation myth, computers arose from the mud and code fell from the sky. In late 1945, at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton, New Jersey, Hungarian-American mathematician John von Neumann gathered a small group of engineers to begin designing, building, and programming an electronic digital computer with 5 kilobytes of storage, whose attention could be switched in 24 microseconds from one memory location to the next. The entire digital universe can be traced directly to this 32-by-32-by-40-bit nucleus. Less memory than is allocated to displaying a single icon on a computer screen today. Von Neumann's project was the physical realization of Alan Turing's universal machine, a theoretical construct invented in 1936. It was not the first computer. It was not even the second or third computer. It was, however, among the first computers to make full use of a high-speed random access storage matrix and became the machine whose coding was most widely replicated and whose logical architecture